Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, How to Forgive as We Have Been Forgiven.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. Jesus made up this story to teach a very important point. So important that the last line of today's gospel is rather frightening. Unless we forgive as we have been forgiven from our heart, God will not forgive us. How do we do this when we have been terribly hurt? I'd like to share an experience of mine with you. Years ago, while I was attending a meeting with many of our sisters in the congregation, a sister said something to me that I found very hurtful. I didn't think I'd ever get over the way I felt when I heard her words. All week long, I kept playing the tape in my mind. I was teaching 5th grade at the time, and it was our turn to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. After my students had gone to confession, I went into the confessional and told the confessor that I had just been to confession the week before, but I needed to confess that I could not forgive someone who had hurt me. He asked me, Do you want to forgive her? I said, Yes, but I can't. He said, Don't worry about it. God wants you to forgive her. And you want to forgive her. You both want the same thing. It will happen. Just be patient. Sometime later, we had another such meeting, and I saw the sister and was able to greet her in a friendly manner, although I did not start a conversation with her. Eventually, over time, I have been able to put it all behind me and be free of the memory when I see her. I wonder, maybe I was tired from the meeting and too sensitive and easily hurt. Maybe she had no intention of offending me, and it was just a remark that came quickly to her mind. It really doesn't matter now at all. God used this occasion to bring me closer to Him and to learn better how to forgive. I want to love her with the love that I want her to have for me. St. Thomas tells us that true love is not an emotion. It is an act of the will. To love another means that we will have the good of the other at heart. To rejoice when good things happen to them. To be sad for them when they have misfortune in their life. I realize that the hurt I felt was so small compared to some of the hurts and offenses that I and other people have suffered. But I count that experience that I had years ago a special grace because it has helped me to believe that even though I am helpless in forgiving by myself, I know that it is possible and that it is what God wants. And when God and I want the same thing for me, it will surely happen. Dear forgiving God, I thank you for the many times you have forgiven me for small and big offenses. You tell me that I must forgive those who offend me. I realize I am weak and unable to do this by myself. Yet, I have confidence that I will be able to forgive because of your love and the assurance of your help. Thank you, Lord, for the promise of giving me what I need to forgive like you. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.